It was founded by Mayor Camille Lienhout in 1931 and designed by Henry Teuscher. Its main motto is to educate the students of horticulture and public in general. It serves to conserve endangered plant species. This garden also conducts many botanical researches in the Botanical Research Institution. There are numbers of thematic gardens, including the Chinese garden that is constructed with traditional Chinese style. It has an artificial mountain, many winding paths, and collection of bonsai in Penjing. This garden is full of Chinese plants. It is the largest Chinese garden outside China. The Japanese garden is having many Japanese plants and it contains a Japanese-style building that contains an exhibit on tea. There are other Japanese arts like Aedo and Ikebana that are occasionally demonstrated. In summers, the Japanese tea ceremony is performed, and classes are also conducted. There is a large koi pond. Visitors and tourists come and feed the koi. The First Nations garden is the main garden with typical plants and trees of the country. There are maple, birch, and pine trees that give shades to the paths. It displays several totem poles and it exhibits traditional Native American artwork and demonstrates its construction methods. The Alpine Garden is a rocky garden with tiny, delicate alpine plants. It has several paths over that rocky area. Apart from these gardens, there are many other gardens that include Poisonous Plants Garden, which has samples and information of poisonous plants, the Flowery Brook, the Economic Plants Exhibits and an Arboretum. And it is also a home to various animals like squirrels and ducks. Turtles and herons also live there. Text and image source, http://bakemytrip.com/destination/the-montreal-botanical-garden.